Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is arguably one of the best music video producers in Chicago.
DeJuan
Gaines, known as D. Gaines, has been making videos for Chicago's hip-hop scene for almost 10 years now. He's worked with everyone from Lil Durk, King Louie, and of course, Chief Keef. It was his work with Keef that helped the artist rise to worldwide notoriety. D. Gaines is a talented artist and filmmaker who can balance the bravado needed for a rap video with the nuance, almost documentary-like images of Chicago's South and West Sides, giving us all a glimpse into life that many Chicagoans never see. And in doing so, his footage has become go-to B-roll whenever anyone wants to talk about Chicago violence. D. Gaines grew up in Chicago, currently lives in L.A., but he's working with Chicago hip-hop artists both as a producer and a video director and an artist himself, putting out his mixtape Oddball back in 2016, and he's in studio tonight. D. Gaines, thanks for being here. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
I don't even know where to start. I guess we start at the beginning. Where did your love of music videos come from?
From the music, you know. That's actually how I got into doing the music videos. I started engineering and producing, and I would work in the basement with my uncle, and we had like a bunch of songs. And I was like, oh, let's do a music video. So my first music videos were on like cell phones. And I just know how to do music videos from watching, like, Access Granted, making a video on MTV. And, like, when I would get a DVD, I would watch all the behind the scenes. So I just knew how to do it.
So you learned from watching the videos?
Yeah, I never wanted to be a video director. Like, I made my name because I was like, oh, I'm going to be a rapper when I get older. You know, so it really just happened.
I read a story in one of the articles about you online about essentially getting a chance to learn about music videos because your house got cable. And you had a chance to watch cable for the first time, and you just taped everything you possibly could.
Yeah, I had like a big box with nothing but VHS full of music videos. Like, I filmed over the color purple, like home videos, everything. Everything was just music videos. Because I knew the cable was going to get cut off soon, because our cable was illegal. So I was like,
so you just had to get them all, right?
Yeah, I had to get them all in.
When you started doing the videos on the phone and cell phone with your uncle, but when did you realize that you were going to have the ability to record hip-hop artists and be able to put stuff together and put it on YouTube and actually get a following?
I ended up meeting my brothers when I was 20. I didn't meet my brothers until I was 20. Because I didn't meet my father until I was 13.
Wow.
And I didn't communicate with him until years after that. And I was working with this artist named Bougie. And that's actually the guy who introduced me to Lil Durk. Like, I met Lil Durk when he was like 15. So I did a music video with him, but it was just like a snippet. And my brothers, I met them, and they were like, oh, we want music videos. We want you to produce for us, like the whole nine. And I already had like stuff on the YouTube, but it was like, I was doing comedy at first, and then I would put my instrumentals behind the comedy. We were like acting. I took all that stuff down, but that's really how it started off. Like, I had no idea it would be what it is now, but then once all the traffic started coming in, that's when I started like getting ideas. All right, this is how I'm going to do it.
And it really was, I mentioned the lead, but your work with Chief Keef, 2011, 2012, take us there, because that's really when drill became something that wasn't just known in Chicago on the South and West Side. It became worldwide.
Yeah.
And you were a big part of that because of the videos you did for I Don't Like and for a lot of the Chief Keef songs everybody knows. So did you know that was going to happen, talking about the idea of getting with Keef and recognizing that the world was now watching?
I honestly did know it was going to happen. Like, I knew what my goal was, and I knew what talent. I still know. I know what talent is. So how I met Keef is he was reaching out to me on Facebook, and I went to DJ Ken's studio where we actually shot the video with Durk. We went there because he had to record a song with, I think, with Sasha. And, like, I don't know, it was his energy. He was like, man, I really want to work with you. And I showed him, like, my camera, the quality. Like, yeah, I got the fire quality. And, like, we just communicated, and we scheduled the video, and I caught the bus to shoot his first video because I didn't even know he was 15 at the time. I thought he was taller than me, so I thought he was like 19. So I texted him like, hey, you go pick me up. Like, I'll shoot a video for free. He was like, I was just a kid. I was like, huh? Then I got there because I was shooting a video for Sasha that same day, and it was just so hot outside that she sweated her hair out. And I was like, man, I can't put you out here like that. So I turned the camera around, and we just shot the video. And then I left. Like, it was just like that.
I'm fascinated watching the videos because there's a distinct style, and it's a style that's been copied, but it's a style of the rapper with a lot of his crew.
Yeah.
And that's really, anyone who's familiar with the drill videos of like of Keith or 2012 or your work, there is this idea that it almost feels gonzo. It feels like this idea that you're just following him on the street and capturing as much as you possibly can. We'll talk about the planning. When Keith comes to you and says, I want to do a video and I want to do it for this song, what's the planning that goes into it between you and Keith and the producer, everyone else who wants to get this video done?
Zero plan.
Really?
Like, I would say that style of video kind of started with my brothers, like Buck 20 Brick Boys. Like, they were just, you know, everybody would want to be in the videos because it's like, oh, it's going on YouTube. It's I remember the first videos we did, like, looking back on it, they looked so trash, but everybody was like, oh, it's a real music video. I want to get in it. So then
a ton of people would show up to the shoot.
They would show up just like, I want to be in a music video.
You didn't even know. You're like, I'm going to be here with Keith. We're going to do this. And then there'd be 25 people that would show up and say, hey, I heard there's a video going on.
No, like with the first Keith video I did, which was everybody was already there. Like, they were just everybody in the studio. I think they were always there because when I met them, the day I met them, it was a ton of people there. Every time I would go, after Keith started blowing up, I would go over his house. It'd always just be a lot of people around.
For you as a filmmaker, as a video producer, is that challenging in the way that you have a lot of people in the room, you know you want to get a video together, you're going to shoot a lot of stuff, it's going to be raw. Arguably, because you don't know the artist that well, there's probably going to be some question about who's in control, who's the actual person who's determining what gets shot where. Is that hard for you to kind of, that style, that on-the-flow style with no planning?
Yeah, it's hard when you get into post, because when you're doing that type of video with no planning, you got to make it look good in the editing room.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I remember when I shot the I Don't Like video, I literally only had 3 performance scenes, and I had just, like, literally, I uploaded, it was just, like, 6 clips, and he was like, all right, just use that to make the music video. Because he got on house arrest the next day, because when we were shooting the video at the place we were at, he wasn't even supposed to be there. He was on home confinement. So he called me the next day. He was like, I got locked back up, so just put it out. And I'm like, bro, I don't have any footage. So I edited the video, and I was like, oh, this is the worst video I've ever done. And then I showed it to a couple of people. He was like, oh, no, it's decent. I dropped it at midnight, woke up the next day.
The ultimate joke of that is probably your most known piece because the song was such a huge hit.
Yeah.
Does that bother you? For me,
it was like I couldn't, and that's the problem with a lot of those type of videos is I was like, man, I'm not able to show how creative I am. You know what I'm saying? It's like I can do so much more. Even now, I still deal with that. Like, man, I can do so much more. So that was the problem with it. I don't think it was the worst thing I ever done, but it's like, it was more about the artist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And me doing it, how I was doing it is like, man, I want to get the credibility as the director because, you know, I'm not getting paid for any of this. So that's what I struggled with.
D. Gaines in studio, music video producer, artist, actual producer, engineer, and rapper himself, putting out the mixtape Oddball back in 2016. What I want to get at, you know, the Chief Keef, arguably you couldn't say that Chief Keef exists if it wasn't for those videos that everybody got to see. That's how his music traveled.
Yeah.
When you're doing that, though, what I loved about the videos and a lot of that time is that you do get to see Chicago. You get to see the south and west sides of Chicago.
Yeah.
Talk about, was that intentional for you? Because there's a lot of it, like you said, you're just kind of going unplanned. But was it important? Is the backdrop and the environment and the landscape and Chicago a big part of what you're doing?
Yeah. My whole thing going into it is a lot of Chicago is gang culture. A lot of the artists that I came up with were all in gangs. So I tried to make it where I worked with different gangs. That way I tried to create more unity. You know what I'm saying? Because people thought I was in a gang. Like, when people would meet me, they'd be like, you're nothing like what I thought you were. So, but yeah, that was a big part of it. I always wanted to show where we were from. I feel like it was so big because nobody ever seen that side of Chicago. And it was, like you said in the beginning, it was like a documentary because nothing was planned. Like, because I, you know, grew up in a bubble. I was kind of like sheltered myself, so getting out there doing the visuals showed me a side of Chicago I never seen. So I was recording the stuff I never seen.
Yeah,
like,
man,
this is crazy. And I remember, like, I shot a video, Chirac Drill of Noise, with King Louie, and we did it out on 79th, and that was probably my first video, like, that I would consider a drill video. Like, we were on 79th, and I just remember it being tons of people. Then I remember some guys running from the right side, and they were like, oh, they just went and shot at some people. So we had to leave because they were coming back to shoot. And I was just like, man, what is going on?
Well, I mentioned in the lead as well that those videos, those early videos, and when the drill videos became so popular, a lot of news organizations and even people who, police, others that came out, they kind of said, they pointed to the idea that there's a snapshot of Chicago violence. How much of it is art? And what you do, which is you're doing a music video, and how much of it is document? How much of it is gang culture? How much of it is glorifying the violence in Chicago?
I would say 50-50. But that's why I pulled back from it, because I started to feel like I was glorifying it. I got older and just started to see what it was creating. I'm like, all right, now I feel
a lot
like
of young kids who want to do what Keith did, or what any of the rappers that were coming up.
Yeah, it was crazy stuff going on. It was like cameramen getting robbed, all type of stuff. You know, just trying to do what I was doing, putting themselves in dangerous positions. But they don't know. It was like way deeper for me. You know, dealing with these artists, I wasn't just a lot of the time a music video director. I was like helping people behind the scenes, and it was like way more going into it. I was friends with some of the people. So,
as a kid in Chicago, who, as you just mentioned, I think it's so important to know that even if you're shooting on 79, you may never have been to 79th Street. You know, like, does not, even though you grew up in Robert Taylor and also was down on 90th, I forgot where it was at.
But. Yeah, 95th. That's why I had my first studio. And a crazy story with that, I had to move out of that crib because it got shot up. You know what I'm saying? Just from doing
music.
Do
you, being a part of that lifestyle, you're an artist, you're creative, and you're trying to get music videos produced for some of the most creative people in Chicago.
Yeah.
But as we're listening to these stories, it can be dangerous. Did you ever, were you fearful at times when you're doing these videos?
Oh, yeah. A lot of the time. But, like, early on, I had my own, like, issues going on, so I would kind of be numb to everything that was going on around me.
What do you mean?
Just, like, I didn't care. You know, I come from the same place. The reason a lot of these guys out here doing the stuff they doing, because they don't care. You know, I don't care if I die tomorrow. I don't care if I die today. So I kind of had that mind. I didn't have anything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I got my first camera because our basement flooded and FEMA gave us a check. Like, if I wouldn't have got that, who knows where I'd be right now.
And at what point do you think that you changed? When you determined that this was going to be your career, and you wanted to get out of that, you mentioned glorifying. At what point, what was it that said, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to continue to do music videos and music, but I'm going to do it in a different way.
I would say bad management. I had, like, bad management throughout, like, the end of 2012 to 2015, where it became more about the money and people wanted. I just felt myself doing the same thing over and over and over again. That's what pushed me to the point to start doing my music, because the video thing became, like, man, I was depressed, not wanting to do anything anymore. So that's when like, 2015, I was like, man, I have to change, you know? And I just switched everything around.
Talk about the evolution of your music and the videos especially. What is a D-Gaines film today versus a D-Gaines film in 2012, 2013? What's the biggest difference?
I would say the quality. And there's more planning now, like when I shoot. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I can tell you just from some of the stuff that you just put out in the last couple months. Yes, it is much more planned. It is a lot of different shots that, you know, where you might be telling a story through one thing as opposed to the go-to group shot that you really made popular. But yeah, you're definitely telling a story. How does it, as all these artists that you worked with, from Keith to Lil Durk, as we mentioned, Kevin King, Louie, to all these artists to be ascending at a time when Chicago is now everywhere, meaning everybody wants a piece of Chicago. Does that help your career? Does that help you in a way that you as an artist can also get work because of the time that you spent here in the drill scene in Chicago?
Oh, yeah. Like, when I went out to L.A., that's what gave me, like, my confidence back. Just going out there and seeing how much I changed hip-hop, going to another place where I felt like nobody knew me. I would be riding around in a Lyft, and somebody would ask me who I am, like, and they would be tripping. I'd be like, damn, like, because I was out there with SZA for some of the time, and I would go to, like, festivals with her, and I would just, like, test it and go introduce myself to people who were, you know, big stars, and everybody would know who I was. So I was like, okay, yeah, I did something.
That's awesome. D Gaines in studio tonight, a Chicago hip hop producer, as well as an engineer and a musician himself, put out the mixtape Oddball back in 2016. And of course, arguably one of the best music video producers to come out of Chicago. D Gaines, thanks for being my guest tonight. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.